The workplace culture in Canberra is back in the national spotlight after Brittany Higgins, the young woman who was allegedly raped in the ministerial wing of Parliament House, met the Prime Minister. Her case has sparked a movement for change and a series of disturbing stories about the mistreatment of women. Late this afternoon, she urged Scott Morrison to improve conditions for political staff members. For more, I'm joined now by political reporter James Glenday in Canberra. James, what change does Ms. Higgins want to see?
She wants to see three main changes in Parliament House. First, she wants an independent HR process for political staff. Currently, if you're employed as a staff member and you have a workplace problem in this building, like bullying or sexual assault, you can really only go to your boss or the leader's office of your respective party. And often, people don't speak out because they worry that they're going to be seen as a political problem to be managed or have their career effectively derailed by their complaint. The second change that Ms. Higgins wants is changes to the MOPS Act. Now, most people won't have heard of this, but it's the legislation that governs how staff in Parliament House are hired and fired. And basically, Ms. Higgins wants staff members to have more rights. And finally, she'd also like more transparency about the Star Chamber process. The Star Chamber is a small committee of staff and MPs that reviews all senior political staff appointments in the coalition government. And if you're vetoed by someone on the Star Chamber, then it is very, very hard to get a position. And some former staff believe they've been stopped from getting roles due to old personal grudges, and there are plenty of those in politics, or even some of their public commentary about certain matters. And after her meeting this evening, Ms. Higgins outlined some of her views briefly to the media, and she also added that speaking finally face-to-face with the PM had been a difficult thing for her to do.
We had a very robust discussion. The Prime Minister acknowledged that the system had let me down, and we were in agreement that there needs to be reform. It was a difficult conversation to have at a personal level. It was very hard to come here. But we had a discussion about what needs to happen in terms of the MOPS Act, where there needs to be better safeguards for staffers. I'm hopeful that he is going to do the right thing by the women in Parliament.
Brittany Higgins there. And James, how likely is it that the workplace culture in Canberra will change?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. There are multiple reviews underway into the culture in Canberra right at this very moment, the most powerful of which, or certainly the most independently minded of which, is being led by the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins. So overall, yes, I think that there is optimism that there will be some change. The sorts of things Ms. Higgins wants are already being discussed pretty broadly within this building. But I think the actual question is, how fast is the change going to be and how much change will there be? And I think a lot of that is going to depend on how much political and media pressure there is on this government, and then probably at least the next one too. Ms. Higgins' story did really spark a movement in this place, encouraging a lot of people to speak out about their treatment in Canberra. And today's meeting was effectively part of that campaign, another step to keep the spotlight on this and force change through Parliament House, which has proven to be very, very resistant to the type of change that Ms. Higgins is calling for.
And what's been the reaction to this meeting from the major parties?
Yeah, just a short time ago, Mr. Morrison released a statement, the Prime Minister. He said he was pleased to listen to Ms. Higgins' views. He said her experience would be invaluable in contributing to the workplace culture inquiries that are currently underway. The PM also said that he'd thanked her for her contribution to his government. Of course, Ms. Higgins had worked for three ministers before resigning earlier this year. Earlier today, she also held a meeting with the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese. He said the meeting was constructive. He described the changes that she wants to Parliament House as modest and reasonable. And so publicly, at least, Carolyn, we know that there is a desire for some sort of change to happen. It's just unclear how long we're going to have to wait to see it happen and how substantial it'll be when it actually does come.
Thanks for the analysis. Political reporter James Glenday there in Canberra.